ਚਲ ਬੁੱਲਾ ਚਲ ਉੱਥੇ ਚਲੀਏ ਜਿੱਥੇ ਸਾਰੇ ਅੰਨੇ।
Finally today, Kailash Kher may be one of the biggest superstars you've never heard of. In India, three generations of women swoon over the singer, the way some might faint over Justin Timberlake here. And Indians around the world have spread the gospel and have built up sufficient buzz for Kailash Kher to sell out venues outside India, which makes the early years of this elfin 36-year-old story somewhat remarkable. He had a good voice as a youngster, but never used it. Instead, Kailash ran a business.
I was doing actually pretty good export business to Germany, and that was a handicraft and ready-made garments. They're very traditional, but after 2 years of successful business, my business collapsed. But then after 1 year, my sister, my family, people, everyone suggested me to get into music seriously and maybe take a chance.
He took that chance, at first just recording demo tapes. Kailash brings a unique voice to Indian pop music. His is more steeped in the soaring Qawwali tradition of Sufi vocalists and less in the style of Bollywood, where he's made a healthy living as a go-to singer for lip-syncing. Those who first heard his voice, as Kailash recalls, especially players in the music business, would immediately start buzzing among themselves.
Hey, man, I need this guy's number. I need this guy's contact number. So when they told me, I wasn't sure whether they are talking seriously or not. But then when they offered me TV commercials and advertising commercials, then I realized, wow, man, I think they are going to use me seriously.
One of Kailash Kher's first TV gigs, where he got his first taste of national fame in India, was singing in a bicycle commercial.
Bicycle's ad was supposed to be on air during the Cricket World Cup series of 2002. And that was the time when my voice was playing in every break, every over. So everyone used to like notice, Kaisa bhi ho jahan, ab udna hai aasan.
The words of the bike jingle go, whatever the sky may be like, the flying is easy. Kailash thought the ad was for an airline and only found out later what he was really singing about. Nevertheless, bicycles were good for Kailash Kher. The next year, he landed his first film playback job in Bollywood, and the song Ala Ke Bande made him a household name. In fact, Kailash's song was more popular than the film it appeared in.
Allah ke bande hans de, Allah ke bande, Allah ke bande hans de, jo bhi ho kal phir aayega.
And then rest is history, because after this song, like till today, I haven't had rest properly. I have a chock-a-block dates.
A Kailash Kher performance is a high-energy show, in part because of his relationship with composer A.R. Rahman. Rahman is best known here for his score to Slumdog Millionaire, but he also scored well over 100 epic Bollywood musicals before Slumdog.
I think Kailash has this spontaneity in him and a voice which immediately puts him into the spiritual kind of flavor when he sings it. And not everyone has the same kind of voice. And he's a very humble person and it's a great to work with him.
The Rahman factor has changed Kailash as a live performer.
I had really very, very spiritual experience when I record for him and sing with him. You get high when you perform, but you get crazy when you perform with A.R. Rahman. It's like beyond imagination.
And that's the spirit Kailash Kher takes to his live performance. He's completing a tour of North America tonight here in Boston. That's all for us today. Our theme music was composed by Eric Goldberg. We're online 24/7 at theworld.org. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH, I'm Marco Werman. Have a great weekend.
The World's Global Hit podcast is brought to you in part by Medtronic, recognized for environmental leadership with a commitment to reduce our environmental impact and mitigate the impact on climate change. A corporate responsibility report can be found at Medtronic.com.